What did Ohio get? How did we do?
Well, Ohio, and this report card's a snapshot of where we are now. Ohio got a C minus, which actually, in the context of this report card, is pretty good. It actually makes us a top 10 rated state. The things we grade are elevating teaching, which basically means we want to make sure there's a very effective teacher in every single Ohio classroom. Empowering parents, and that includes things like ensuring parents are armed with the information they need to be able to make good choices for their children's education. And governance, making sure that we're spending smartly when it comes to our schools, making sure that as much money is going to the classroom and as little money is going into things like administration and back office functions.
What are some things in terms of these three elements that you mentioned that Ohio is doing well?
Well, under empowering parents, we urged the passage of legislation. It was House Bill 555 that basically gave a report card for all our schools. And while report cards aren't perfect, there's a common frame of reference for that. Everyone who's been to school knows what an A means and knows what an F means and everything in between. We want parents to be able to see how their schools are graded across different categories and to be able to make effective choices for their children based on those grades. And now we think this new system is much more accessible to them.
You mentioned that we're a C, but there are things in action that you think will, according to your standards, improve education in Ohio. What are those things?
Currently, we have a system where, regardless of how a child performs, teachers' evaluation, pay, promotion is pretty much divorced from the students' outcomes. When you evaluate teachers, you have to factor in student performance in those evaluations. And so Ohio now has passed legislation saying that student performance has to play a role in terms of teacher pay and promotion. We think it needs to go further. We think tenure decisions need to be based on student performance.
I have to say, some of the measures that you mentioned, like tying teacher evaluations to teacher compensation, are things that, the teachers' unions in the state really don't like. How much of this has to do with unionization in these states?
It has some to do with it. Look, there are different kinds of unions, and we're basically saying that, if you're a machinist or an auto worker, everybody gets the same raises. Raises are based on seniority. But, in education, we're not building machines, we're building minds. So at some point, to some degree, through multiple measures, we have to be able to ensure that a teacher is effective. That is, a teacher is helping a student grow from the beginning of the academic year to the end of the academic year. Our current system also doesn't really reward teachers who are really good at what they do. And we want to see a system that really improves compensation for teachers that are very effective and creates professional development practices where the really effective teachers are mentoring the less effective teachers.
The report card applauds Ohio for having increased oversight of our charter schools, but it also calls for a lifting of the ban on the number of charter schools that can open in a given year. Is there any concern that lifting that ban would lead to more untested charter schools that maybe aren't among the high-performing charter schools in the state?
Well, the two go together. We very much recognize that there are many charter schools in Ohio that have not succeeded at educating kids. And the authorizers that authorize those schools should be run out of the state. But under this system of greater accountability and swifter action to close failing charters, yeah, I mean, you can lift a ban, but you can't lift a ban in a laissez-faire way. You have to lift the ban in the context of putting in place the stronger measurements.